感谢耶稣，我们要继续学习。
Thank you, Jesus Christ, we're going to continue our learning.
一起默祷。
Let's go ahead and pray silence.
阿门。奉耶稣的名，我们开始第三节学习的课。所以，我们现在比较，所以我们现在就要练习把社区变到我们的家里。
So now we're going to practice in regards to how to transition this community into our homes.
因为外面已经没有了。
And it is because it no longer exists in society.
如果我的家也是没有。
If there is no community within my home.
那就没有了。
Then this community will not exist.
那所以现在要来讨论，那我跟我的配偶怎么样把家变成有社区的功能？
Therefore, we're going to talk about how, what can myself and my spouse do to be able to have this function of community within our home.
那我们就要想什么是社区。
And we need to first start off by asking ourselves what is a community.
刚刚我们有说到了，社区它其实有规则。
We've mentioned that communities do have their principles.
对，那社区还有什么？
What else does a community have?
社区还有活动的。
Communities also have activities.
对不对？就是可以放松的。
Opportunities when the people can relax.
你的家除了要求他们做事情以外，读书以外，有放松的时间吗？
At your home, besides expecting and requiring your children to study, do you have times in which you also let them relax?
我现在的意思不是玩电脑哦。
And what I'm trying to say is not
playing games.
It does not include playing video games or computer games.
因为玩电脑其实是比读书更伤头脑。
And it is because playing computer games will damage the brain.
大概两年之后，你的孩子就听不见你说话了。
Approximately 2 years later, after playing games, your child will no longer be able to hear you.
可是现在的家长很觉得很，不知道是很高兴还是什么，就觉得哎，我的小孩会玩电脑很不错。
However, nowadays parents have this feeling that it is great that my child knows how to work around the computer.
上次有一个爸爸告诉我，他的孩子还没有一岁，已经会用 iPad.
There was a father that proudly told me that my child is not even 1 year old and he already knows how to play with the iPad.
我也不知道怎么用的。
And I don't even know how to fully use it.
是那个 iPad 变成他吃饭的桌子吗？
Is it that the iPad has become the table in which he eats?
啊，他说他会用哦。
And the father said, if my child knows how to use it.
他说他摸一次就知道要摸下一个是什么。
And it is because my child knows that after touching it once, the next thing he needs to do is touch it again and something will happen.
可是在讲的时候还蛮高兴的，他很高兴讲这件事。
And his father talked about it proudly.
爸爸妈妈，我们要回家一起想，我们的家怎么变成有社区的功能。
So dear moms and dads, we need to figure out what can we do to have this sense of community within our families.
因为你们两个是现在唯一的社区。
And it's because both of you are the only part of our community that exists.
旁边的人都不能再教你的孩子了。
No one around you will be able to teach your children.
因为你是很 personal 的。
And it is because it is all about being personal.
没有人有权利教训你的孩子。
Nobody has a right to teach your child.
所以你现在再想一下。
So now that you think about it.
教会的功能。
What is the function of church?
当其他的老师、其他的弟兄姐妹可以有社区的功能的时候，你是高兴还是你是生气？
When the brothers and sisters or teachers in church play out the role and the function of a community, are you happy about that or do you get upset about it?
如果你把那个也切断。
And if you also cut that part off of their lives,
只是要告诉我说，你跟你的配偶是有足够的能力建立一个很好的社区。
And you let me know that you and your spouse are the only ones that are able to create this perfect community.
如果你切断教会，
and you cut off the church,
你自己本身也没有建立社区的功能，
and both of you have not established this function of community within your home,
你将失去你的孩子，
then you will lose your children.
就这样子咯。
And that's how it is.
那至于我们怎么建立，我们练习有别的课程。
So in regards to how to build community, we can learn from it together, and there'll be other classes about it.
可是最少，我跟我的配偶要先有这个观念，就是我们有社区功能吗？
But what is most important is that we need to ask our spouse, is there this function of community within our home?
如果这个社区的功能只有这样子，
and if the function of community is just like this,
功课写了没？
Have you finished your homework?
吃饭了没？
Have you eaten yet?
早点睡觉。
Go to sleep now.
快一点。
Move it.
你明天还有别的工作。
You have more work to do tomorrow.
快快快。
Move it, move it, move it.
这个你觉得是社区功能吗？
Do you feel that this would be the sense of community?
这个是监狱。
This is also known as jail.
知道吗？
监
狱就是这样子。
That's what jail looks like.
做了没？
Did you do it?
吃了没？
Did you eat?
洗了没？
Did you wash it?
睡觉。
Go to sleep.
明天一早有 exercise.
Tomorrow morning we have exercise.
监狱。
Also known as jail.
你把你的家变成监狱。
You have transformed your home to a jail.
你就会知道为什么你的孩子想要离开你的家。
And that is when you will know why is it that your children want to leave the house.
这就是你把家变成了别的东西。
And it is because you have transformed your home into something else.
那我现在说的是社区。
And now what I'm talking about is community.
另外一种。
The other case.
在这个社区里面。
Within this community.
没有规则。
There are no restrictions or regulations.
就是一直出车祸的。
And this is a place that will have continual access.
什么都 OK.
Everything's fine.
有看过吃饭的问题吗？
Have you seen problems in regards to eating?
现在这个问题就是最大的问题。
And this is currently the greatest problem that people face.
你有看过父母追孩子吃饭吗？
Have you ever seen parents chasing after the children?
对不起啊，我因为没看到这里有，所以我就敢讲。
And I'm sorry because I have not seen this happen here, therefore I dare to talk about this situation.
这边很好。
So it's really good here.
我讲别的地方。
I'm talking about other places.
他们这样追啊。
They chase.
那个小孩只需要负责玩。
And that child only used to take care of playing.
他们坐在那边。
They sit there.
他们就一直玩。
And they move like this.
然后那个汤匙就来了。
And the silver cups.
他就负责玩。
And so they only need to be in charge of playing.
那这个是什么功能？
And so what kind of function is this?
老人中心啊。
This is also known as a senior center.
复健中心啊。
A rehabilitation center.
所有中风的你都是这样照顾的啦。
If you come across somebody who has a stroke, that's how you take care of people who have strokes.
张嘴。
Open your mouth.
开嘴。
Open your mouth.
很好，很好。你在照顾什么人？
What kind of person are you taking care of?
中风的。
People who have stroke.
你把你主耶稣给你的礼物当中风的人在用。
So you're taking the gift that God has given you as a stroke patient.
老师，你的意思是说他不吃怎么办？
So teacher, what am I going to do if my child does not eat?
他就是不吃啊。
They won't eat.
有听过吗？
Have you heard of this?
你不这样喂他，他不吃。
If I do not feed my child in this way, my child would not eat.
如果你问我。
And if you were to ask me.
因为上次一个妈妈就这样很生气说，我的孩子就是要这样喂。
And it's because last time there was a mother that was very angry and told me, this is the way that I must feed my child.
不喂他就不吃。
If I do not feed my child will not eat.
我的回答有两个。
And I have two answers to this question. First.
你要先试试看他到底会不会吃。
Try out if they have the ability to eat.
有的孩子真的有病不能吃。
Because some children are physically challenged to the point that they cannot.
所以跳过一餐，跳过一个面，跳过一餐之后，如果他不会说“我饿，我要吃”，你就要第一次知道他需要帮助。
So if your child after skipping a meal is unable to say that I am hungry, then you will know that your child actually needs some sort of medical help.
你跳过的这一餐的中间是没有任何零食，你才能说你真正是好父母，去帮助你的孩子，很早就知道他有没有问题。
It is only after you have skipped a meal without any snacks in the middle, and then you realize your child is not able to say that they're hungry,
不然,
and you have proven yourself to be a proper parent.
不然你的孩子其实是被你乱养的。
But if not, then it means that you are teaching your child wrong.
第二,
Second point.
你跳过这个餐之后,
after you have skipped the whole meal,
他没有回答说我会饿。
And your child does not say, I am hungry.
你就要赶快帮助他了。
Then you must help them immediately.
如果你不这样做。
Because if you do not do this.
你没有这个观念。
If you do not have this concept in mind.
你会错过很多很早可以帮助他的机会。
Then you will miss these windows of opportunity where you're able to help your child early on.
因为吃跟大脑是直接的关系。
And it is because the act of eating and the brain is directly connected.
要练习哦，
so、
吃跟大脑是直接的关系。
Eating and brain development is directly connected.
大脑只要有一点点奇怪的功能， 不一样的。
If the rain has some sort of different function or something's wrong in the rain,
你看不到大脑。
You're unable to see the physical rain.
第一个指标就是吃。
But the first red flag that comes out is unable to eat.
爸爸妈妈只能从吃去判断他的大脑。
And that is how moms and dads are able to assess the brain development based on their eating habits.
你这样子一直喂。
If you continue to feed them this way, and just feed.
他就打开嘴一直吃。
And they will open their mouths and they will continue to eat.
他本来是好的大脑。
And it may, they started off with a good brain.
因为你这样子喂。
But because you feed them in this way,
他的脑坏掉。
Then their brain will be damaged.
你选择。
So you choose.
这样懂吗？
Do you understand?
你要练习先分出来，你才能说你是不是一个好父母。先不要说你孩子不乖，你也不乖。
First, practice out and figure out whether your child has this issue. Like that, you can say that you're a good parent instead of just trying to figure out whether your child is a good child or not. Technically, you're the one who's not a good parent.
我认识一个小女生。
I came across a little girl.
大概两岁半三岁。
And she is 2.5 to 3 years old.
她只要在这个 meal 里面哦，吃到葱，绿葱。
If she eats any green onion within her meal,
她就吐。
She will vomit.
被打。
And she would be hit right after vomiting.
因为我们吃不出来嘛。
And it is because we are unable to differentiate that green onion.
有没有人这边不吃绿葱的？
Is there anyone in here that does not eat green onions?
嗨，那要讲另外一个例子。
Let's go to another example. Well, you know her very well.
Anyway, 她会吐。
So this little girl, whenever she eats green onion, she will vomit.
她会吐。所以我尽量讲。
So I'm just going to continue with the story.
她会吐哦。
So this little girl would vomit.
吐是不乖，对不对？
And because vomiting is a show of misbehavior.
因为你吃嘛。大家都在吃
，because everybody's eating，
大家都不知道
，and nobody knows，
那就喂她这样啊、哦，吃进去
，and so she's fed and she eats it，
她就吐出来
，and she vomits the whole thing out，
你打对不对
？and you would immediately smack them，
我不是讲第一次哦
，and I'm not saying that this happened the first time，
每一次她都给你吐出来
，every single time she will spit the food out，
因为妈妈不知道就炒葱在里面
，and because the mom did not know she would always fry green onions into the dish，
她就有办法把你吐出来
，and the child was able to just spit it out，
然后再喂进去。
And once more you force it in,
就吐出来。
And then the child vomits it out.
再拖去旁边打。
And so that girl is dragged aside and hit.
为什么？
Why?
因为不吃饭会死。
And it's because if you do not eat, you will die.
现在的家长好像怕孩子会死掉。
Nowadays, parents have this great fear that the child will immediately die.
所以追着喂他。
And that's why they'll chase after the child. 那
好的脑也会弄坏啊。
So even a very good brain will be damaged.
吃东西不可以这样塞的。
You cannot feed or like shove the spoon down children's throat to feed them.
正常的脑一定是我饿，我想吃。
Because a normal brain will function in this way. I'm hungry, therefore I will eat.
这个叫动机。
And this is called motivation.
只要一直喂下去的。
If a child is continually being fed,
不用到十岁。
They will not eat until the age of 10.
十岁以前你就发现他没有动机。
Before the age of 10, you will realize that they have no initiative.
十五岁了。
And now 15 years come around.
你就头晕。
And you will just be dizzy.
十五岁了。
You are 15 years old.
你可不可以负责任啊？
Can you please be responsible?
什么都不做。
Why is it that you do nothing?
功课也忘记。
And you forget your homework.
书包也忘记。
You forgot your backpack.
他不知道你在骂什么。
And they don't know why you are so upset.
因为十五年前。
And it's because 15 years ago.
一直喂进去。
You would just feed them.
你已经伤到他动机这一块了呢。
You have already damaged the part of the brain where they are able to take initiative.
动机就没有上来了。
And so this initiative sector has not grown.
只要没有这件事情，以后他看见所有东西都是无能为力。
So in the future, anything that this child sees, that child will feel helpless.
你为什么没有带书包？
Why is it that you didn't bring your backpack?
你不会帮我拿。
Can't you get it for me?
你就疯了，因为他已经十八岁了。
And you will go crazy because this child's now 18 years old.
他不会永远是两岁的。
They will never just stay as a two-year-old.
喂出来会出问题，小心啊，自己选。
If you feed the child in this way, then they will learn that. So please make your choice.
好啦，这个葱的问题不是 two 吗？
So do we talk about the green onion that would be continually spat out and vomit?
第一个我们要认识就是脑会自动分东西的味道。
So the first thing that we need to understand is that the brain is able to differentiate.
从这么小的事情就可以看到脑很特别。
From such a small thing, we can see that the brain is a marvelous thing.
可是它被打。
However, this child would continually
be hit. 这个女生大概到八岁的时候就精神病了。
When this little girl was 8 years old, she had a mental issue.
所以主耶稣给我们 baby.
And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ gives us a baby.
他不会给我们一开始就是二十岁。
They will, Jesus Christ would not just give us a 20-year-old child.
你有想过吗？因为他说他可以给你孩子是礼物嘛。
And it is because God says that I will give you children as a gift.
他有很多方法嘞。
And there are many ways.
他应该一给你就给你二十岁啊。
If God gives it to you, then He might as well give it to you when they're already 20 years old.
你想过吗？
Have you thought about it?
要想啊。
Think about it.
为什么要这样子叫礼物？哎，一生这么小个。
Born,
oh, 然后就不会睡觉，一直照顾照顾，然后就哎呦大了，又更大，又不听话，为什么要这样子
slowly, and then you get to a point where you realize that they're not listening to you, and then you're all upset. So why is it that we have to go through all of this?
主耶稣有方法嘛
？Lord Jesus Christ does have a way.
他爱我，他应该给我好礼物啊。
Because He loves me very much, therefore He must have given me a wonderful gift.
应该我早上的时候一开门，哇，你是谁？他说我是礼物，应该要这样子啊。
And then this child says, I am your gift.
Then he will show
you their ID and say, I'm a 22-year-old gift.
我睡觉的时候被 deliver 来你家门口。
So when you were sleeping, I was delivered here and I'm your gift.
也可以吗？
神
给的你要收啊。
If God gives it to you, then you must accept it.
是一个见证呢。
And that is a testimony.
啊，应该一给就是好的。
It should be that the moment that you're given a child, they are perfect.
为什么要给这么小？
So why is it that the children are born so small? It's so small.
考试，我们考试。
And it's because it is a test for us.
就是看你怎么养。
To see how you will grow the child.
你怎么养他？
How will you take care of the child?
哦，我们就很厉害哦。
And then we think, wow, we're just wonderful.
我是阿妈，我已经生200个了。
I am a grandmother. I've had 200 children.
我知道怎么养的。
So I know how to teach my child.
就开始养啊。
And then you start teaching.
那现在的年轻人又会给阿妈养。
And now,
不是这边哦，是外面。
Nowadays, they will give their children to the grandparents to take care of.
阿妈的脑，阿妈的脑不一样的。
However, grandparents' brains are a little bit different.
阿妈的脑是照顾阿公的。
Because grandmother's brain is made to take care of grandfather.
不是照顾 baby.
It's not made to take care of your baby.
因为 baby 到六岁以前会一直动。
And it's because baby up to the age of 6, they will move around a lot.
阿妈会坐在一个地方。
And grandma likes to sit in one place.
过来。
Grandma will say,
不要这样子跑了。不要过来。
Come over here.
看不到我老妈。
Don't you see that I'm very old?
我这里痛。
It hurts here.
不要跑。
Don't run.
他开始一直听阿妈说话。
And so the child will hear the grandmother saying these things.
很早他就不动了。
So starting very early on, then this baby will stop moving.
12岁那一年。
At the age of 12.
他就决定我要学阿妈。
Then the child will say, I want to learn from grandma.
就坐在那边。
I'm just going to sit in the corner.
这里痛。
It hurts.
你痛什么痛？
What are you in pain for?
去动，去运动。
Move it.
老师说，运动拿东西对你有好处。
The teacher says that when you exercise and you take things, it's good for you.
我这里痛。
But it hurts me here.
他学话讲话会学阿妈。
And these children will learn the way in which grandma speaks.
因为六岁以前听到，通通都会进去。
And it is because everything that a child hears before the age of 6, it will go into their brains.
你要让阿妈帮你养 teenager.
So you must actually ask your grandparents or your parents to take care of your teenagers.
不要太傻。
Do not be foolish.
Baby 不要给他们养。
Do not give your babies to the grandparents.
养到十二岁给他。
You should take care of your child until they're 12 years old, and after 12, give them to grandma.
妈妈，你帮我养我的 teenager.
And tell your mom, mom, please, raise my teenagers.
你的妈妈如果说 OK,
and if your mom says OK,
你的妈妈是天下最伟大的母亲。
Then your mother is the most wonderful mom in the whole world.
因为大部分的妈妈很不喜欢 teenager.
And it's because most grandmas do not like teenagers.
会说你自己带回去养。
And they'll say, just take your child home and raise them yourself.
他们只想养你的 baby.
They only want to raise your babies.
你知道吗？要把它弄乱掉，然后再还给你。
They will take your babies and then return them to you.
因为他们有很多维多利亚的东西。
They have many gods of the Victorian era.
跟他讲很多不知道从哪来的故事。
And they will start telling them stories of who knows where.
可是现在的年轻人因为很忙啊。
But nowadays, because the young people are so busy.
所以他整个是乱的。
And therefore, the whole order is messed up.
六岁全部记得的东西是一辈子不会忘记。
All the things that children remember up to the age of six is something that they will never forget for the rest of their life.
太忙。
And because mom and dad are simply too busy.
他六岁以前听到的东西全部是阿公阿嬷的东西。
So everything that children before the age of six hear is the stuff that the grandparents say. Be careful.
阿公阿嬷就老了。
And then after that, the grandparents are too old.
七岁的时候就把它还给你。
And when your children are 7 years old, they'll return them to you.
你觉得也 OK?
And you think, well, that's okay.
因为开始上学了。
And it's because now they're going to school.
交给学校。
So now I'm just going to entrust them to the school system.
爸爸妈妈的功能通通没有出来。
So the function of moms and dads are non-existent.
再来就给 iPad.
And then after that, they are being raised by the iPad.
爸爸妈妈就更 disappear.
And then moms and dads disappear even more so.
几岁的时候你忽然间觉得我是你妈妈。
And then at what age do you suddenly feel that I am actually your mother?
就是第一次他跟你唱反调的时候。
And that will be the very first time that they go against what you desire.
你站起来说我是你妈妈，你敢跟我这样讲话。
And you stand up straight and you say, I am your mother, how dare you speak to me like this?
对不起，太慢了。
I'm truly sorry, but that is too late.
他就会说妈妈在哪里？
Because the child will say, mom, where's mom?
你就说我。
And you will say, that's me.
你。
You?
他的里面就一直有一个问号。
And in their brain, a big question mark is here.
你是谁啊？
Who are you?
我回去找阿妈。
I'm gonna go find grandma.
哎呦，这阿妈就很高兴。
And grandma was so happy.
又吵架了。
Oh, did you guys fight again?
叫他帮你养。
Tell her to raise you.
六年。
For 6 years.
住在阿公阿妈家。
To live in your grandparents' house.
看阿公阿妈怎么帮你用维多利亚的方法教训你的。
And see.All your grandparents who lived in the Victorian era come and discipline your child.
因为阿妈有方法的。
Because grandmas also have many methods.
Teenager 不回家，他就有方法。
When teenagers do not return home, then grandparents have ways. Go.
外面有东西哦。阿妈有方法。
Because grandmas have ways.
你不睡觉哦。
You know when I go to sleep, you'll see.
来找你。
I will find you.
可是这个六岁以前不能听。
But before the age of six, this is something that you cannot listen to.
阿嬷应付方法都是一样的。
Because the methods and grandmother's teachers are exactly the same.
你不吃饭哦。
You don't eat.
Oh.
I will do that to you.
警察来哦。
Police are coming.
那就听就相信了呢。
And when they hear it, they really believe that.
他以后就很怕熊。
And in the future, they'll be scared of bears.
很怕黑。
They'll be scared of darkness.
你都不知道为什么他一直哭。
And you don't know why is it that they continue to cry.
他听了很多故事。
And it's because they've heard so many stories.
阿嬷有方法。
Grandmothers have different tactics.
跟他去对付 teenager 咯。
So tell your grandparents to take care of the teenagers.
Yeah, teenager 会说真的吗？
And teenagers will say, really?
好，阿嬷还有方法。
And grandmothers have other techniques.
维多利亚出来的女人有方法。
All those women that came out of the Victorian era have certain methods.
真不真，随便你了。
Well, whether it's true or not, up to you.
但是我昨天觉得好恐怖。
But yesterday, I thought it was horrible.
那这些话爸爸妈妈讲不出来。
And these are words that parents do not say.
因为爸爸妈妈会生气。
And it is because moms and dads get upset.
好了，所以爸爸妈妈请记得哦，要做一个社区。
So moms and dads, please remember, you need to create the sense of community.
你要一路的帮助你的孩子成长到十五岁。
And you need to help your child to grow up until the age of 15.
因为爸爸妈妈如果没有帮助他。
And it is because if the parents do not help the children.
孩子就会第一次在心里面产生焦虑。
Then the children will have this sense of
anxiety.
好了，我们记得了。现在我们用几个方法来形容你怎么爱他。
So now we're going to talk about the different ways in which you can show how to love them.
对不起啊，我的爱跟你的爱有点不一样呀。
And the concept of love from the one that I have is different from the one that you have.
你的爱是追着他吃饭。
Because your love is shown by chasing after them.
那我的爱是你不吃，你下一餐就会饿，你就会吃了。
However, my manifestation of love is if you do not eat right now, then you will be hungry. You will certainly eat during the next meal.
一次他就记得。
You do that once, and they will remember.
你可以试试看。
You can try it out.
只要一次。
As long as you do it once.
你把东西收走。
You clear the table of all the food.
没有 cookie, 没有 candy.
And there are no cookies or candies or snacks.
一次就成功哦。
Do it once, and you will succeed.
可是你们有的人不做。
But there are some people that are unable to do that.
很容易的。
That's quite a pity.And it's because it's a very easy method.
所以是你的问题，不是他的问题。
So that is your problem, not your child's problem.
好了，所以我们一父跟母，如果我们说的话跟我们做的动作不一样的时候，就造成他们的焦虑。
So as parents, whenever what we say and what we do is different, then they will have this sense of conflict inside.
一定要记得哦。
So remember that.
你只要现在的人哦，现在的孩子，这个 generation， 你只要说话跟你的动作不合，他就里面就 anxiety。
For the children of this generation, and the things that you say and the things that you do not match, then it will build anxiety within them.
以前的人不会。
The children of past times did not have this issue.
好像你的爸爸如果喝酒。
Just like in the past, let's say that if your father would go drinking,
然后他告诉你不要喝酒
and he would come home and tell you do not drink,
你就会不要喝酒
and you would simply not drink.
现在的爸爸
but nowadays, if you have a father,
如果喝酒
that drinks,
告诉孩子不可以喝酒
and tells a child you cannot drink,
可是他看过你喝酒
however, they have seen you drink,
他就焦虑
then they will have that sense of anxiety inside.
好奇怪啊
and they'll think that's kind of weird.
然后他又没有去河边洗衣服
And on top of that, your child does not go down to the river to wash the clothes.
所以他的焦虑就一直在里面。
So their anxiety continues to build inside.
如果他 IQ 够高
，And if their IQ is high enough,
他进学校就还可以读书。
Then when he enters school, he will still be able to study.
如果刚刚好，他读书没有兴趣。
And if it is that they have no interest in study,
他的焦虑就 double 上去。
Then their anxiety doubles up.
12岁你就会发现他睡觉有困难。
At the age of 12, you realize that this child is having difficulty sleeping.
他要黏着你。
And he will always be very needy.
知道吗？12岁他需要跟父母睡在一起。
At the age of 12, your child requires to sleep with you.
那是焦虑。
Then that is a manifestation of anxiety.
不是他爱你。
And it is not because they love you.
你一直以为 oh, so sweet.
And you may think, oh, that is so sweet. They want to sleep with me.
你是抱老公，不是抱孩子。
You are to embrace your spouse, not to embrace your children.
小心，做的跟圣经都不一样。
Be careful to do stuff that is against the Bible.
两人成为一体，不是你跟你孩子。
Because it is two people who become one, and that second person is not your children.
要注意哦。
You must
agree with this. 你只要走的跟圣经不一样，就有结果，那是你的事。
If you do things that are not according to the Bible, then there will be consequences to that, and that will be your problem.
写功课。
Do your homework.
他就要看他有没有看过你写功课。
And they will try to think back and figure out, have I ever seen my parents do homework?
很简单，对不对？
It's very easy, right?
写功课。
It's all do your homework.
如果他看过，你也会写功课。
If they have also seen you do your homework.
好，他里面就舒服。
Then they will feel comfortable inside.
可是如果你看电视
But if you spend all your time watching TV,
写功课了没
And yes, have you done your homework yet?
焦虑就进去
Then anxiety will build inside.
因为他的脑很小
And it's because your brain is so small.
他 confused 说这个人看电视他叫我写功课
So the child will feel very confused and saying, this person is telling me to go and do homework, but he spends all his time watching TV.
是我有问题吗
So is it my problem?
还是他有问题
Or is it his problem?
结果因为你是爸爸
However, because you're the father,
他就想一定不是他有问题
So the child will think it must not be my father who has a problem.
他到几岁才会觉得那是你的问题啊
And at what age will they start thinking that it's your problem?
十五
At the age of 15,
他会觉得那是你的问题
They will think that it's your problem.
叫那么大声干嘛
Why are you shouting that loud?
但是那个之前
However, before that,
他全部会看成是我有问题。
They will see everything as if it is their problem.
很小哦，他就会跟自己讲话。
So starting from very young, they start talking within themselves.
我不正常。
I'm not normal.
我很笨。
I'm very dumb.
我一定有问题。
I must have problems.
焦虑。
And they will build up all of this anxiety.
这是这一代的问题。
And this is a problem of children of this generation.
跟以前的不一样。
It's quite different from the children of past generations.
像我们在做的时候。
So whenever we're working on this stuff.
现在是做功课的时间。
It's time to do homework now.
来。
Come, let's do homework.
我也在这里，他就一直看到。
And I'm also doing some sharp homework, and the child will see me doing.
对不起哦，这个年代，你要教什么，你就要做什么。
I'm very sorry about that, but for this generation, what you say is what you do.
如果说不要这么大声，你就要说不要这么大声。
If you want them to not be that loud, then you must say, don't be that loud.
不要说过来。
Do not say, get over here.
小声一点。
Do you understand that?
他就焦虑。
Because they will build this anxiety in their minds.
像我们教。
Like for example.
坐在教会里面。
When we're taught.
小孩子如果很大声说话。
If the child speaks loudly.
我要他小声说话。
And I want them to speak in a lower voice.
你说话太大声。
You talk too loudly.
小声。Lower
your voice.
他就知道。
Then they will understand.
嘘。
嘻
嘻嘻，他就会把，他就会把大声跟嘻嘻嘻放在一起。
Then they will match these loud sounds with the sh sound.
放在一起，他因为他不要焦虑，他就会放在一起。
And because they don't want to have this anxiety, they will match these two.
结果你下一个动作就是这样。站讲这么重
要。Next movement is that if you talk, I'm going to pinch your mouth.
这都是维多利亚的方法。
And all these are Victorian era methods.
那是旧的东西。
And these are old methods.
以前的人一捏就怕。
People in the past, whenever they pinch your mouth,
现在的为了不让自己焦虑，他就想办法说，哦，大声嘘，哦，好玩。
People nowadays, because they're trying to just lower their level of anxiety, they will say loud sounds with shh, with pinching my mouth. That's fine.
这是他奇怪的脑 survival 的东西。
And that is the way in which the brain survives.
所以他就会到另外一个旁边哦。
So they'll go to another corner. 啊！这个。
哎，这个人刚好不是他的父母。
And this person is not their parent.
就是你们啊。
So it must be.
很有爱心，对不对
？And you have love.
就这样。
And you say ha ha ha.
Confused.
And the child will feel so confused.
怎么刚刚有这个？这个哈哈哈。
Why did I say that? My mouth was pinched, but now this person is laughing.
因为这个 community 是坏掉的。
And it's because this community is damaged.
如果从第一排到最后一排，每个人都是这样子。
If the first person to the very last person pinches their mouth whenever they talk.
他到后面就会知道。他起码会 confirm 一个 message， 就是。
The child will be able to confirm the message that if I talk loudly, then my mouth will pinch.
现在是没有 community.
But nowadays there is no community. It's all about ourselves.
是我的孩子。
It's not my child anyway.
叫你叫死是你家死。
So if you live or die, it's yours.
我只负责跟你咕叽咕叽咕叽。
I just make sure that I play with you.
把你弄到已经 hyper 再还给你妈妈。
I
can
do a hyper and then turn into your mom.
你很坏的。很坏啊，在这边发糖纸啊！因为那不是你的孩子啊。发完之后你来上课。他吃完 sugar 很 high。
And after they eat all the sugar, they're all high up.
他妈妈就这样子。
And the mom will say, "Come over here."
他一定神经病的。
And the child will go crazy.
因为焦虑很大。
Because the level of anxiety is very high.
所以很多小孩子啊，被我们一弄完礼拜六啊，哇，回家很难 control.
So a lot of children after they have gone through all of us, it's just hard for them to control themselves when they go home.
又出来一种父母了。
And then there's another kind of parent.
所以我的孩子不适合去教会。
And that is why my child is not suitable to go to church.
他去完教会本来不会睡觉。
Because everyone goes to church, it comes back, he cannot sleep.
另外一种又出来了。
And so there's this other kind.
都是人自己想出来。
And all of these things are thought of by people.
爸爸妈妈，第一，我们要爱孩子。
So dear moms and dads, first thing, we must love our children.
从今天开始，我说一件事情，我就要想，哎，我有没有做给他看，做给他看，才能讲哦。
From today on, We must think that the way in which I will love my child is that before I tell them to do something, I need to ask myself, have I done it before? And then if I have, I do tell them, and that is the way to show true love.
Teenager 还来得及。
And for teenagers, we're still on time.
大概十五岁都来得及。
Up to before the age of 15, we're still on time.
我们家的桌子，吃饭的桌子很大。
And the dinner table at my home is very large.
你不要买小小的。
Do not buy small table.
因为你一小小的就要再去买读书的桌子。
And it's because if you have a small dining table, then you also need to go buy studying desk.
买一个不够，因为你生三个。
And because you have three children, one desk is not enough, so you buy three desks.
这是你甘愿，因为你很有钱。
And of course, that's because you're very willing and you're very rich.
像我们没钱哦，买大大的。
But for us who are poor, we just buy one larger table.
因为我们要考虑。
And it's because we want to have that sense of community.
看得见就是 community.
Because if we can see each other, then that means that we're a community.
六点钟一到。
When 6 o'clock comes around.
吃饭。
We eat.
很准的哦。
And very punctually.
没有吃就瘦。
And if you do not eat, then I will take all the food away.
他就进去了。
And it will enter their minds.
他在八岁以前一定要进去时间。
Before the age of 8, they must understand the concept of time.
因为时间会变成他的动机。
Because time will become their sense of motivation.
好了，现在八点钟。
And now 8 o'clock.
祷告的时间。
It's time to pray.
很准哦。
And very punctual.
他没有来。
That person did not come.
你一样祷告。
You still pray.
你明天才有说有祷告。
And then tomorrow you can say I did pray today.
不要追他。
Do not chase them down.
一追就没有了。
Because the moment you chase them down, then you've lost all.
你在他后面，你就不叫教他。
The moment that you're behind them, then this is no longer you teaching.
在前面。
You must always be in the front.
他三次之后会跟你做一样的事。
Because after 3 times, they will also copy your moves.
九点钟。
9 o'clock comes around.
读书。
Time to study.
我就拿一本书。
So I also take a book.
因为有一些我也看不懂。
And it's because there are also some books that I do not understand.
放电脑都不怕。
Put the book upside down. It doesn't really matter.
总之，你要拿一本书。
It doesn't matter. Just get a book.
九点了。
It's 9 o'clock.
是我们一起读书的时间。
It's time for us to study together.
我们来读书吧。
Let us go study.
爸爸，你那本书都拿颠倒了。
Yeah, you are holding the book upside down.
我知道。
Oh, I knew that.
然后就静静的读了。
And then you quietly start studying the book.
第一次哦。
The first time.
他会一直这样，你有在看我吗？
The first time.
啊，就讲话讲话讲话。
Oh, are you looking at me? And then you start chatting and chatting.
读书的时间。
And you will tell your child it's time to study.
你就要读哦。
And you must also study.
你要假装也可以哦。
And even if you want to fake it, it's fine.
因为我知道你不喜欢读书。
And it's because I also know that you hate studying.
会读书的脸都不是长这
样。Because people who know how to study, your faces don't look quite like it.
你们那个脸都像爱钱。
Your face is almost
sorry 啊
，funny. Sorry about that.
要读书。
So you must study.
好了，一定要记得有时间哦。
And remember, there's this time.
因为是社区。
And it's because we're community.
会关灯的。
So this is the time to turn the lights off.
十点半了。
Oh, 10:30.
祷告时间。
Time to pray.
关灯。
Turn the lights off.
这时候他就会想，我没有读完怎么办
？And then the child will think, but I didn't finish studying. What am I going to do?
他就要来申请。
So they need to come and apply with you.
记得吗？你是社区的。那个什么家长
，and it is because you are the a community leader who is a parent.
他就要来申请
，therefore they need to come and apply with you.
那你就要 approve 还是不 approve 咯
？And you need to approve it or reject it.
看你的情况
，depending on the case.
我们一开始是不 approve 的
，in the very beginning we do not approve it.
已经时间到了
，and it is because time's up.
他明天就会想，那我怎么样在一个半钟头可以努力的读完我的东西？
And tomorrow they'll try to figure out what do I need to do to be able to finish studying within the hour and a half that we actually have.
动机就上来了。
And that is when that initiative and motivation comes up.
你跟我的工作是帮他做动机。
So your work and my work is based on making sure that our children have the sense of initiative and motivation.
不是一直看几分。
It is not looking at what grade they are.
因为再大一点。
Because when they grow older,
他会给你拖到半夜还不睡觉。
They will drag all of this stuff until midnight, and they will still not sleep.
因为你要看的是分数。
And it is because what you want to see is that mark on the sheet.
我就会告诉你，我读不完。
And they will tell you, I am never going to be able to finish studying.
你就紧张吗
？And you will start getting anxious.
好了，妈咪要吃什么？妈咪煮给你吃。
Oh, it's okay. Is there anything you want to eat? I'll take care of it. And the child said, I don't want any.
为什么？
Why?
他有他的方法。
Because they have their own ways.
他正在跟朋友聊天。
They're chatting with their friends right now.
可是他只要告诉你，我读不完。
But if they tell you, I can't finish studying.
后来就是这些问题了。
And in the future, you have all of these other problems.
从小给他一个大桌子。
So since they are young, make sure that you have a big table.
好啦，所以你还想到什么？
So what else can you think of?
你还要教什么？
What else do you need to teach?
全部都在这个桌子上面要 demo 给他看。
Everything that you want to teach, you must demo it above this table.
很快的，到八岁而已。
And very fast, you only have until they're 8 years old.
你就轻松了。
And after that, then you will be
able to relax. 你再也不用追他了。
Then you will no longer need to chase after them.
动机做好了。
And it's because they have that sense of motivation.
所以今天如果teenager你觉得他很像你，都要你追啊，那是因为这个坏掉。
So today, if you see your teenagers and you realize that you're still chasing after them, it's simply because that part of their brain that deals with initiative and motivation has been damaged by you.
哇，跟你来。
Damage for whatever reason.
对对对，我都不敢直接骂。然后第二，爸爸妈妈要爱他们。
And the second thing is that you must love your children.
爸爸跟妈妈讲话如果不一样
，If the way in which the mom and dad speak is quite different.
就是管理管教孩子的方法很不一样。
If the way that they discipline and teach their children is different.
这个年代他就会焦虑。
Then at this era, their brains will be filled with anxiety.
维多利亚时代的时候说一个什么黑色一个白色。
In the Victorian era, you talk about how somebody should play the role of good cop and bad cop.
记得吗？
Do you remember that?
以前的。
That's in the past.
就是爸爸如果很凶，妈妈就要很不凶。
Like if the dad is the bad cop, then the mom needs to be the good cop.
这个年代不是。
However, this era is quite different.
要凶，两个都要一起凶。
If you are to be upset, then both of you guys should be upset.
如果要很好，两个要一起很好。
If you are to be good, then both of you need to be good.
一个好，一个不好，他就焦虑。
If there's a child, if there's a parent who's good and the other parent who's playing the bad role, then they will feel conflicted.
有的爸爸很严格。
Because there's some parents of the fathers who are very strict.
妈妈就在厨房这样。
And then the mother will do these sounds like, shh, just listen to what they just okay, sure, whatever. Don't worry about it.
一直教他东西。
So the mother continues to teach him things.
好像你比较好呀。
And it is almost as if the mom is nicer than the dad.
因为你觉得孩子被骂了。
And it is because you feel that my poor child has been scolded.
爸爸每一次都误会他。
And that every single time the father is the one who misunderstands.
身为母亲，我要爱我的孩子。
And that is why, as the mother, I must love my children.
他就焦虑。
And so in their brains, they will feel conflicted and anxious.
他就这样子。
So they'll look at the right side, the left side, the right, the left.
焦虑。
And they are full of anxiety.
所以小心。
So please be careful.
专家教我们的，我们可以学啦。
And we can learn from each other.
所以这样子你就不会，你现在回家练习就是，假如这个爸爸，假如是爸爸，真的误会这个孩子。
So when you go home, you practice this out, and if it is that the father truly misunderstood the child,
妈妈最多最多不要说话。
Then the most that the mom can do is not say anything.
因为他会转过来看你。
And it's because the child will turn around and take a look at you.
因为他看到你也是个大人。
Because the child will see that you are also an adult.
Do something.
And the child will, with their eyes, say, "Do something."
救我。
Save me.
你就要冷冷的，因为你很爱他，可是你上过课了。
But because you love them greatly and you've taken this course, therefore you must look at them with cold eyes and shake your head.
他就知道刚刚讲的是对的。
And the child will understand that what was said a moment ago is right.
这个理论在刺激他什么？
And the logic behind this is that it is helping them with what?
他就回到房间。
So they go back to their rooms.
因为他的两条路被关了。
And it's because both roads have been shut down.
爸爸关，妈妈也关。
The dad shut it down, the mom shut it down too.
他就会问说，我是谁？
So the child will ask him or herself, who am I?
你刺激了他另外一块大脑。
And it's because you have activated another part of their brain.
我下一次要这样吗？
So they will ask themselves, next time, will I also act in this way?
还是我下一次不要这样？
Or next time, should I not do that?
这个就上来了。
And this is something that has
developed itself. 刺激他选择。
You encourage them to choose.
可是如果妈妈这样子。
However, the mom does this. 就是 like sort of approval, or like say that how much I love you.
告诉他你怎么支持他，不要理爸爸。
Then you are simply telling your child that I support you, just disregard your dad.
我上次碰到一个妈妈更厉害。
And last time I came across a mom that was even more skilled.
跟那个 teenager 十五岁的男生说。
So the mom told her 15-year-old son.
你才几次被误会。
How many times have you been misunderstood?
看看我。
Look at me.
我已经二十年。
You have been 20 years for me.
跟他生活在一起。
And I actually live with him.
而只是误会。
And it is all my misunderstanding.
我可以到今天，主的恩典。
If I can stand here today, it's because of God's grace.
十五岁的孩子就一直看他。
And the 15-year-old son looks at her.
那你怎么不离婚？
Then why don't you just get a divorce?
我也想啊。
I want to.
可是我不能。
But I can't.
你不能。
Why can't you?
Confuse her.
And the child is confused.
妈妈还要把自己一段心酸的委屈的故事演给他看。
Because the mother is acting out this heart of being misunderstood and tragic life.
有这样的人啊。
Be careful about this. These people do exist.
你的孩子有焦虑啊。
And that is why your children have a sense of anxiety.
他不会坏。
And they will not be damaged.
我们到现在都还没有讲他不听话。
So we have not even talked about when they don't listen to you.
他所有的东西是从焦虑出来。
And it's because everything starts off with that sense of anxiety.
所以焦虑是他的本根本的底下的。
So the source and the foundation of this is anxiety.
他会长大。
And this anxiety will grow.
很多就出来了。
And many other symptoms will come about.
动作就不一样了。
And the way in which they act is different.
其实全部是焦虑。
And all of it comes back to that source of anxiety.
你们现在可以发现你们的孩子有焦虑吗？
And can you figure out whether your children have anxiety now?
你知道你们的孩子到教会其实就看得出来。
Did you know that when your children come to the church, then we can see whether they have anxiety or not?
你注意看他走路。
Look at the way in which they walk.
他只要不能够 follow, 他其实就是有焦虑的东西。
If they are unable to follow, then that means that they have anxiety.
然后你注意看，他大部分会跳。
And if you look at how most of the time they're jumping,
只要看到楼梯，他就会跳。
Or whenever they see stairs, they would jump off the stairs.
他自己在找方法 release.
It is because your child is trying to find ways to release.
Okay, 那是焦虑。
And that is a method of showing anxiety.
那当然不行啊，我们就会抓他下来，对不对？
And of course, because he cannot jump off the steps, then you will pull him down.
第二个好地方就是厨房。
And the second place to go play is the kitchen.
一定会进去。
Because they will always enter.
拿东西吃。
They'll take things to eat.
那个也是焦虑。
And that is also a sign of anxiety.
一个是跳，一个是吃。
The first one is to jump, and the second one is to eat.
然后老师会派糖子。
The teacher will give them candy on top of that.
造成更大的焦虑。
To bring about even greater anxiety.
哎呀，所以我不知道怎么办呀。
So I really don't know what to do.
好了，所以第二，爸爸妈妈要唱同样的调。
So the second main point is that both mom and dad need to be on the same page.
第三，爸爸妈妈要爱他。
And the third point for mom and dad to love the child.
要让他看到你们彼此讲话是很和善的。
They need to be able to see that the way in which you communicate with one another is in a very kind way. They need to actually see that. Not hear it.
现在的人全部要看。
Because the children nowadays base everything on what they see.
如果你跟你的先生还是你的太太在家里面讲话很少。
If you and your spouse, when you're home, you rarely speak to each other.
然后讲的话都冷冷的。
Or what you say to each other are just cold words.
造成焦虑。
That will cause them to feel anxious.
吃饭了啦。
Have you eaten yet?
吃饭。
Eat.
吃什么？
Eat what?
又是吃这个。
Oh, is this again?
啊，不然要吃什么？
Or what do you want to eat?
要是自己煮啊。
If you don't want to eat, just cook it yourself.
你的孩子就坐在这里。
Your child is sitting right next to you.
讲话很短啊。
And your conversation are just short phrases.
而且很自然。
And only naturally.
可是是冷冷的。
But it's just cold talk.
好像在对付监狱的人。
It's almost as if you're dealing with somebody who's in jail.
他就焦虑了。
And that child will feel anxiety.
好奇妙的。
And these are all very
mysterious. 现在的孩子难教就是在这里。
The reason why children nowadays are hard to teach is because of these.
全部用看的。
They see everything.
我现在讲的还是爸爸妈妈有在讲话。
And these are the cases in which parents are still talking to each other.
我还碰过爸爸不在的嘞。
I have come across cases where the father is absent.
妈妈不在的嘞。
Or the mother is absent.
连讲话的机会都没有看过的嘞。
So they have never had even the opportunity to see. see their parents speak to
each other. 我还看过第三种会打架的嘞。
And the third of kind of parents that I've seen are the parents that will hit each other.
会大声的。
The ones that shout at each other.
过来。
Come over here.
过来。
Why are you calling me over here?
这样。然后，那女孩子要一直看。
And then the child would just see all of this stuff.
然后你到教会来。
And then you come to church.
哎，哈利路亚。
Hey, hallelujah.
你的孩子想疯了。
And your child will be like, I'm gonna go nuts.
因为 anxiety.
And it's because they've got that anxiety.
因为他会看到是我的问题。
Because they will see and think that it is my problem.
现在的孩子全部看完都说是自己的问题。
So nowadays, the children, whenever they see any problem, they think it is their problem.
可是不告诉你。
But they don't tell you about it.
就等到你问说你有问题吗？
So after later on we ask, do you have any problems?
他一定说没有啊。
Then they'll say no.
我看起来有问题吗？
Do it look like someone who has problems?
很凶有没有？
And they'll be all mad and upset.
是因为你没有教。
And it is because simply they have that level of anxiety.
所以爸爸妈妈，你们练习好不好？
So dear moms and dads, please practice.
不练习是没有。 没有明天哦,
because if you do not practice, there will be no tomorrow. And pray sorry about that.
礼物在我们的家,
the gifts are in our homes.
那我们有一些长辈哦, 在这边做, 长辈,
and there are some senior members here. Those who have already had
children. 你的都已经不知道几十岁了,
or the ones whose children are young people.
谢谢你们参加,
thank you very much for taking part of this workshop.
你们一起回想,
think back.
有机会要跟你们的孩子对不起。
When you have the opportunity, make sure to say sorry to your children.
知道吗?
Did you know that?
你如果没有对不起,
because if you do not ask your children for forgiveness,
很难主耶稣接你走,
then it will be very hard for Jesus Christ to take you home.
真的, 你走不掉的,
you will not be able to leave.
你就是要去和好,
and it is because you must be at peace with your children.
因为那个是耶稣的礼物,
and it is because these are the gifts of Jesus Christ.
当年因为我们真的不会教,
back then, it was because we did not know how to teach them.
我们不会一出来就是这些东西的，不懂的就当爸爸妈妈，对不对？
Because when we become parents, we don't understand these things, and we become parents.
结果圣经就有一句话说，跟他和好。
However, the Bible says that when you are at peace with your children,
跟他 reconcile.
When you reconcile with your child,
你一跟他这个圣灵就来了。
When you reconcile with your child, then the Holy Spirit will come.
因为那是礼物。
And it's because that is a gift.
可能被我们弄坏了。
And it might be that we ruined it.
所以我们的孩子到今天有一些很辛苦。
And that is why there's some children that until today they're having it hard.
有机会看到他。
When you have the opportunities to see them.
有机会坐在一起吃饭。
When you have the opportunity to eat together with them.
要告诉他。
You must tell them.
妈妈对不起你。
I am truly very sorry.
爸爸对不起你。
And I'm truly very sorry too. And it'll be fine.
主耶稣就很喜欢,
and Jesus Christ will be very happy about it.
就随时会接你走,
and will take you.
又不想，对不对？
又不想去。
这很矛盾呀。
So it's a conflict at the time.
要跟耶稣给的礼物和好。
We need to reconcile with the gifts that God has provided us.
只有这个意思啦。
And so this is the only meaning that I have.
因为你们好认真一起参加。
And it is because all of you are very focused and every time gathered.
我也不知道你是不是又生了一个。看不出来。可能你很厉害。 我上次真的有一个误会。
Really, it was last time I went somewhere and I really misunderstood someone.
我说阿妈，你知道这一场不是讲给你听。
And I told grandma, did you know that this workshop is not really catered to you?
你不是帮孙听哦。
Because you should not be listening to this workshop for your grandchildren.
我也是要参加，我有报名。
And the grandma says, but I want to listen to it too. I also registered.
因为阿妈又生了一个。
她决定要学新的方法。 And so she wants to learn a new way to teach her child.
因为她说她那个很难教。
And it's because she said that this last child of mine is really hard to teach.
她年纪大，她生，她觉得很头痛，很不一样的。
And because she had this child at a later age, therefore she felt that this child was very different.
父母亲如果很严格,
if moms and dads are very strict,
或是很不严格,
or if they're not very strict,
都会有焦虑。
There will be sense of anxiety for the child.
这个年代好像很严格的比较少。
And nowadays it seems that it's rarer to come across parents who are more strict.
以前的就很严格。
In the past, parents were usually quite strict.
现在好像就反过来，就是很多爱啦， 随便他啦，不要伤他的心啦。
Nowadays, it seems that parents are more lenient in regards to just whatever he likes, and want to make sure they don't hurt them, want to make sure they love them alone.
只是他真的很坏，你才吼一声啊。
And it's only when they're really, really bad that you just shout at them once.
可是他也不听啦。
But they don't listen to you.
那就是因为我们如果这样管教，他也会焦虑。
And it's because if you teach them this way, they will also feel anxious.
又来了，他的里面会说。
And within their minds, it will say.
我觉得你很像不爱我。
I feel that you don't really love me.
因为你没有管我。
And it is because you do not take care of me.
他不会说，他不会说。
They would not really tell you with words.
一定是我不好。
But in their brains, they will think it must be that I'm a bad child.
随便我。
And that is why you just let me do whatever I feel like.
你不想管我。
And you do not want to take charge of me.
自己里面哦。
And this is something that will grow from within their minds. It's kind of weird.
六到八岁以前，如果你没有管教他。
So before the age of 6 to 8, if you do not take care of them,
你都走在他的后面。
And you always walk behind them.
就是他一摸你就说不要摸。
So it means that the moment they touch anything, you say, hey, don't touch.
他一说你就说小声点。
And when they say something, you say, hey, talk a lower voice.
这个都不是管教。
All of these are not training them.
管教是在他的前面。
When you're teaching and training them, you are standing ahead of them.
不是在后面。
You're not standing behind them.
那他就不容易焦虑。
And in this way, they will not have that much anxiety.
好啦，最后一个。
And the last point.
就是爸爸妈妈如果没有时间跟他们在一起，可是只要你在一起，就是要求他做事。
Whenever parents are unable to be with the child, and when they do have the time to be with the child, then they just demand the child to do things.
一回来就是功课。
So when you come home, the first thing, do your homework.
弹琴。
Play your piano.
做事情。
Do work.
才艺。
Different kinds of arts and crafts or skills.
你如果只有要求这些，
and if you only ask these of your children,
他里面就又说话了。
Then within their minds they will say,
我一定不好。
It must be that I'm a horrible child.
我是狗。
I'm a dog.
所以他一直训练我。
And that is why she continues to train me.
他很怕我未来会不能够跳。
Because she's afraid that in the future I will be unable to jump.
你有看过 circus 吗？
Have you seen circus before?
就训练训练是为了跳那个火圈。
They train and train so that they can jump through that circle of fire.
那她就会告诉自己。
So the child will tell herself or himself.
她只在乎我以后会不会跳。
My parents only care whether in the future I'll be able to jump through that hoop of fire.
这些都是她不会告诉你的。
And these things they will never verbalize to you.
是我们看到她的大脑才发现她里面的焦虑。
But rather when there's brain scans, then we see that they have this level of anxiety.
然后透过研究才发现这个父母是这样的。
And only after research were we able to figure out that these are the kind of parents that they have.
70%超过70%的就会变成我们的理论。
And 70% of this will become our rationale.
我们的 theory.
Oh, our theory. That's what theory comes about.
我们只能跟大家分享这样子。
And that is why we can only share with you these information.
如果等一下你想到什么提问，可以提。
In a moment, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
但是现在要先休息哦。
But for now, let's take a break.
我们的脑很重要，要休息。
Because our brains are very important, and we really need to have a break.
不可以勉强哦。
Let us not force ourselves.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.